Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, we're joined on the Stony and Jansen show by the manager of the Detroit Tigers as we head into opening day on Thursday. AJ Hinch joins us, and hate to start off with bad news, but yesterday the bombshell, Chris Fetter, with COVID. What's the latest, and how long will he be away, you think?
Yeah, no, that was a bad way to end camp, and really by no wrongdoing of his own. I mean, he followed all the protocols. He did everything right. He wears a mask. He stays away from people, and somehow got that diagnosis. So he's, you know, isolating and doing what he's supposed to do to get himself right. He is going to miss the first part of the season while he goes through the protocols and tends to his health. But, that was rough news. And again, someone who is, you know, we hired to make a big difference. He's still going to be working from afar, but missing him in the dugout on opening day and most likely at least the first series, it's a tough blow for him personally, given that he was just getting to the big leagues for the first time and we were ready to celebrate him. And that, you know, we'll have a second opening day for him when he returns.
Did he have any symptoms, number one? And the other question is it related to Spencer Turnbull at all?
So the first question is very personal for him. Okay. So I'm not going to give out any details on what he's going through. But he did say that I could, you know, just be transparent and open about the fact that he's going to be gone. He wanted to be honest. It's unrelated to Spencer Turnbull. He's in his own bubble, so to speak, and hasn't been around him in many days. So those two situations are unrelated, but we'll get back to health and get back to the baseball for him, and we'll do something, you know, that something special for him when we get to bring him to the big leagues.
How concerned are you, or what's the protocol in place for contact tracing with your pitching staff and the risks that may be present or not present?
Yeah, so we'll go through everything is kind of laid out by MLB on what the protocols are and what we're supposed to do and the contact tracing and what all that means. And we're confident that it doesn't impact, many people, if any. So that's a good thing. The other part of it is we've been doing things right down in Lakeland where everything has been outside. Everything has been masked. The communication, any sort of bullpen work and stuff like that's all been outside. And if you combine outside with mass, it's a really, really good outcome for us. So we're confident we're going to continue to go through the protocols. There's going to be an abundance of tests and things like that. But the fact that I think that Fet is one of the most reliable guys with the protocols is a good sign.
Final thing on non-baseball matters is the vaccinations. As you probably know, here in Detroit, basically, they're opening up to anybody 16 and older. I don't know what it's like in Florida. Is it going to change when you guys come back? Does the team want to get vaccinated? How's that going to work?
Yeah, no, that's been communicated a ton in our camp. Our doctor Workings, who's our team doctor here, has been, you know, holding little mini seminars and talking to people and making sure that everybody's well aware of what's going to be possible for us to get vaccinated. I know it's a topic around Michigan, around our team, around the country. And I hope that people take it seriously and take the opportunity to help get us past all of this and take the vaccine. It's people have to make their own individual decision. I'm going to make mine for me and my family, but there are plans in place for us to have it available to us as a team, and that That's a good thing. We do want to get back to normal. And in the way this has all gone the last year, it feels like the only way for us to get back to normal is to take the vaccine and hopefully get that immunity from having it spread so fast.
AJ, we do want to turn the page and actually talk about some baseball now. And you've got one day left down there before you guys head north. What are you looking to accomplish in the final moments of spring training?
Well, I just want us to be healthy. You know, I don't know if we need to accomplish anything more than you know, Casey Mize is going to pitch today, and he needs to build himself up towards, you know, the fifth game of the year. So most of this game is really about him and his pitch count and getting him up. I'm probably going to get Fulmer in a game. We're going to see Matt Manning again. So we want to get our pitchers one more outing, at least those three pitchers, one more outing. We're only going to play seven innings because I think Kevin Cash of the Rays and I are both, like, walking on eggshells today that there's no hit by pitch or a foul ball off a foot or a pulled hammy or something that creates a mess on your team health wise. So I'd like to get us in the game, break a sweat, get us out of the game, get on a plane, get to Detroit, and then get to opening day.
As you break camp, getting ready for the season, what would be your biggest worry as a manager on this team?
I just want to get off to a good start. You know, I think we've done a lot of work. We've given these guys a lot of information. You know, my biggest fear is just, you know, the difficulty of the big leagues and getting off to a good start. You know, our starters have done a decent job of logging innings in camp, maybe not quite as long as we would have hoped on a couple of outings for those guys. So, it that's going to impact the bullpen usage. We do have some length in the bullpen, some guys that can throw multiple innings and things like that. But, you know, my biggest fear is just more like getting into the games and getting into our routine. I need to get these guys some at-bats in the first series for that to kickstart the season. I can't wait forever to play a Grayson Griner or an Akil Baddoo or Harold Castro, like three guys that are kind of identified as backup-type players. That to me is, you know, as a manager, it's like it's not so much about the quality of our team or the quality of our play, but just getting our players up and running is always hard at the beginning of the season. On a competitive standpoint, you know, I hope our bullpen adapts to the sort of the non-roles. I know that, you know, I kind of have a plan in my mind and I know how it's going to evolve, or I feel like I know how it's going to evolve. But initially, those first few games, I'm going to try to ease my way into anointing anybody sort of the closer or an eighth inning guy and things like that. I'm hopeful our guys can respond favorably with their performance, not quite knowing when they're going to go into the game.
I know it's kind of like my obsession, but do you guys have enough power, do you think, to make a significant run here? That's the biggest weakness on paper I see for this team.
Well, if we don't have power, then we need to put the ball in play and we need to start runners. I mean, you've seen me start runners a ton in spring and try to be a little bit more active. You got to create your own rallies. I think we have quality hitters. I like you, I don't know that we can just sit back and wait for the three-run homer and have the power. I mean, I don't look at it on the big scale. Like, we have the power we have, so I can't, like, infuse some sort of, you know, extra power when this is the time we want to use it. I mean, it's part of our team right now is, you know, we have some power. We don't have a ton of it, but we're going to have to, like, find ways to score runs in different ways and not just sit around and wait. And that is going to risk some outs on the bases. That is going to risk maybe having to start runners a little bit more and do a little more creative things, maybe a few more hit and runs and things like that. I've done it in the spring for that reason, to prepare us. But we just can't sit back and bang with guys and expect to keep up with the home run totals.
Well, and AJ, you just mentioned you're talking about power and you can't just infuse power. And you mentioned just a few minutes ago that you don't necessarily want to anoint a guy a certain thing, whether it's a closer or, you know, whatever it might be. How much for a young team and starting off the season before you start to make some of those decisions, do you rely on analytics or that gut feeling that we know everybody in sports has, but it's sometimes hard to get over the analytics?
Yeah, no, I look at both. I try to blend them. I mean, I try not to get kind of too fixated on either side of that argument and combine what you see with what you know. And look, I mean, here's a good example for you. Like, let's say we have a closer, and Gregory Soto probably has the best stuff in our bullpen. And is an easy guy to say that I want the closer, and we're going to play the Indians. And I hope this is not like a foreshadowing, but let's say we have the bases loaded in the seventh inning and Jose Ramirez is up. And I lose the game by not wanting to use my quote-unquote closer, Gregory Soto. Like, I feel like that's a disservice to our team right now with where we're at by just anointing Soto the closer and not utilizing him in that seventh inning, bases loaded, Jose Ramirez is up to bat. That, to me, is the mentality that I'm trying to instill in our guys. We're going to try to win today's game the best way we can. If roles evolve and we've got, you know, Buck or Cisnero or Daniel Norris or Fulmer, or somebody throwing very well, and it starts to tend to be a more inning by inning type bullpen, then cool, I'm good with that. But I'm not going to walk into a season where we're trying to maximize our wins and get our mentality right on winning today's game and miss an opportunity to use one of my nastier pitchers in Gregory Soto, because I've given him a title that quite honestly he hasn't really earned yet, but also is unnecessary.
I want to ask you some non-baseball things, because we want to get to know you a little bit. If you had could only go to one concert the rest of your life, who are you going to go see?
Oh, man. That's a pretty good one. You know, my favorite concert, I've been to two of my favorite concerts have been on kind of different extremes of music. Is I would – Garth Brooks, I grew up in Oklahoma, so I've always loved the Garth Brooks show. And if he ever kind of continued his trend of – I'd listen to him sing, and it kind of takes me back to my Oklahoma roots a little bit. But U2 has always been a kind of a big draw for me. I went to one in Phoenix with my wife and went to a concert. So maybe the newer school guys, my kids would want me to do a Taylor Swift concert or something a little cooler than my two. But I'm kind of rocking with U2 at that point.
All right. What about movie? One movie.
I would go back to the rerun of like Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah.
There's no real reason other than I think it's an interesting movie and never want to be in prison. So we got
your peg, Shawshank Redemption and Taylor Swift.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, exactly. I'm stuck in 2007 pretty much.
What's Thursday going to be like for you?
Oh, it's going to be exciting. I kind of like the weekend forecast more than I like Thursday's forecast. So yeah, it's going to be a little cold for me, but I'm excited to get back in the dugout and get to a game and get this season underway. And again, just start to see the work that's been done here and have it carry over. You know, we've gotten past the initial like get to know period with the Tiger players, and my staff is good, and the front office. We're all working together now, and it feels like we're one big group now. But getting back in the dugout, you know, after being out for a year and being back in the competitive juices are flowing a little bit. A few fans are going to be in the stands. A place that I love in Detroit. I love, as a player, as a opposing manager, I've always enjoyed coming here, and it's going to be emotional for me because I know how sacred these jobs are, and the fact that I'm back is pretty rewarding.
So last one, as we continue to get to know you, it's the start of the baseball season. It's also the start of hot dog season. Are you a hot dog or brat?
I would take a hot dog over brat.
Mustard or ketchup?
Fine. Both. Mustard and ketchup, but no relish.
Okay.
That's good. Yeah. AJ, thanks. Hopefully we'll get to meet you in person one of these days. I don't know what the protocols are going to be when we come down to the ballpark, but it's a pleasure, and we'll talk to you the rest of the season. Good luck Thursday and the rest of the way.
Appreciate it. All right. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
See you guys.
That's Tiger manager AJ Hinch on the Stoney and Jansen program, 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.